What's up, guys? Anthony Sarlo, TNA Minute. Here we go. I didn't get to see the pay-per-view this week. I heard it wasn't that great. I read the real time that was going on, and I didn't think it was that great either. But I'm not really going to talk about that tonight. What I'm going to talk about is something that I did see, and this is kind of going to go off the path of TNA and onto the path of WWE. I made it a point to watch the 900th episode because for whatever reason, I assumed it was just going to be a good show. I thought they were going to show clips, maybe have a few people jump in, have a couple of like outstanding matches. Maybe I just thought it would be worth it because, like I've said, I don't really watch WWE at all anymore. Anyways, so I watch WWE. And, you know, you see those Did You Know commercials boasting about themselves. You see just the long commercial after commercial. You see talking. And you also get to see matches that get interrupted and stopped. Every single match got stopped or interrupted. At one point in the night, CM Punk came out with the Straight Edge Society and teased Steve Austin coming out, which he didn't, and it kind of sucked that he didn't go out, but it was still awesome that he did it. It came off really good, and then, of course, the team broke up the next week. And I'm bringing all this up because I watched a two-hour Raw that was supposed to be an anniversary show, and it was not good, even a little bit. It was relatively awful. And I think to people who dog on TNA all the time, they say things about TNA, how bad it is, booking is terrible, storylines are terrible, Hogan and Bischoff, you know, they come in and do nothing, and this, that, the other thing. And, you know, these things, they may be true, but after watching both shows, I can honestly say without a doubt TNA is the better show. It is the better show. It may not be the better show for a kid, but it's a better show for adults. And, you know, if you're listening to this show, you're probably an adult anyway. So you should shoot over to the TNA. You should get people to watch TNA. And if you are watching WWE and you feel that it's as bad as I think it is, just stop watching it. It's not that hard. I'm still going to get the video game. I'm still going to get a pay-per-view if it sparks my interest, which it hasn't in over a year. But, you know, I'm being dead honest when I'm saying TNA is the better show right now. Does it have better talent? I don't think it has better talent. I think that they're actually getting to wrestle, and I feel like that's why most of us watch wrestling. We started watching it as kids because it was interesting, because we liked the sport, and then, you know, you get into the drama, and then you get these big payoff matches. Well, all that goodness kind of just went away, or, you know, just got lost in nostalgia lane or whatever. But it doesn't really happen anymore. And TNA, though, the one thing that's positive about them is they have good wrestling. And they have good wrestling on a week-to-week basis. It's not like 1 week they have wrestling, 1 week they don't, 1 week they have wrestling, then they don't, then they don't, then they do, then they don't. They have wrestling every single week. There's maybe 1 week a month where it's not too heavy on wrestling, and that's before a pay-per-view. But they'll still have a minimum of three matches, or four matches, I should say. And, you know, these matches, they're pretty decent. It's not like they put on just, like, garbage match after garbage match or throwaway match. They put on decent matches, and even in knockouts, put on matches that are better, far better in the Diva matches. And after I've heard this whole back and forth about the beautiful people and LaCool or whatever the hell the name is in WWE, I had to look it up, and I had to just watch some of Michelle McCool and Layla do their beautiful people impression. If that's the best they got, that's awful. I mean, I wouldn't even consider it a beautiful people imitation. It's straight garbage. There's nothing good about it. It's not even the beautiful people. Like, I understand that they're saying that they're ripping them off, but they're not ripping them off, because the beautiful people is a sick gimmick. And it's not hard to make that gimmick good. They're just like two stuck-up broads, whereas the beautiful people are two stuck-up girls, but they just know how to play it better. They can go out and, you know, play it up. Like, yeah, we are beautiful, and you can't come near us. Like, we'll do things to tease and do things like that, but you'll never do that. You'll never get that. And then LaCool or whatever, I know that's not the name. Maybe it is. I don't even really care. But this team, they just come off as stupid and like idiots, where these girls, the other beautiful people, don't come off as stupid. So yeah, that's it. That's the TNA Minute this week. I don't really have much to say, just because I didn't get to watch the pay-per-view, like I said. And I don't really want to comment on something I haven't seen. Although, I do think that Kurt Angle is still going to win the title. And we'll see in the coming weeks. That's my prediction right now. I think that Kurt Angle will still go on to win the title, even though he was taken out from the match. You know, they're just prolonging the inevitable, I think. They're going to give him the belt again. I can see it. Or, you know what, never mind. I'm not even going to say it. But TNA is setting themselves up right now for a way to get out of Kurt Angle losing and not getting the title and still getting the wrestle. I'm not going to say what that is, because you're going to find out on Impact, and if you don't want any spoilers, I'm not going to give them to you. So we'll discuss that more next week. Guys, if you have any questions or comments, please email me at wswdvd@gmail.com. wswdvd@gmail.com. Make sure you listen to the other shows, and have a good week. See you later.